Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. We have made it. We have made it to the end of 2020. And oh my, what a year it has been. I hope that you made it to the end of the year healthy and safe. However, I am sure for most, if not all of us, this year was full of shifting and changing and evolving and testing and experimenting and doing things completely different than any of us are used to doing them. And so I want to wrap up this year by giving you some inspiration for having fun rounding out this year and going into the next. So we're going to talk about a few different things in this episode. One of the things I want to talk about is celebrating the end of 2020 and celebrating the beginning of 2021. So this year is going to be like any other. This year, our celebrations are going to be like all of the other celebrations that we've had this year. But celebrate nonetheless. We should. We should send 2020 on its merry way by having fun. And I'm sure you may be struggling to come up with ways for how to do that. And I want to share some ways that I think could put a fun end on one year and an exciting beginning on another. And the first part of that I want to get into is by talking about a topic that I've really only ever talked about in the past around the 4th of July, and that's fireworks. Now, don't freak out. I'm not suggesting that you let your kids play with fire or any kind of things like that, but as a family or as a class with adult supervision, if that's the way you want to celebrate, then yes, I do encourage you to tie fireworks and a colorful display into your end of year celebration. But I'm going to give you a safer, more creative spin for the young ones in your life. I always get kids engaged in fireworks from a learning and a skill building perspective. So create your own fireworks shows. Get out the loose parts and encourage the kids maybe to practice their listening skills or telling story problems, which engages their listening skills, by building fireworks with loose parts. So making elaborate designs with bright colors of loose parts, whether that's straw pieces or pipe cleaners or noodles or packing peanuts that you've colored from other activities throughout the year, you choose. But encourage the kids to create their own fireworks displays. Now, you could start with loose parts and then get the kids to use their eye-hand coordination by stringing or attaching those pieces together. So perhaps you glue noodles in specific patterns on a piece of paper or a piece of cardboard and let them dry, and then you display them around your house. They make great keepsakes. I kid you not, I'm 40 years old and I still own a noodle wreath that I made in the fifth grade. And it's still intact because of the way it was preserved. It was glued onto cardboard and then painted a festive color. And it's survived all of these years. And it's one of those things that I have pulled inspiration from my own activities, whether I was in the classroom or not as a tutor, for getting people to engage in loose parts learning or loose parts play or just art experience in general. It's one of my all-time favorite things that I did as a kid. So you can have fun learning and building skills and being creative and tying in fireworks that way as a fun way to celebrate the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021. And as I'm thinking about it, if you took your noodles and displayed them and created your fireworks, let them dry, and then cut around the edges of them, you could actually hang them on your walls or from your ceiling or a light fixture and create your own actual fireworks show. You could hang them at different lengths so that they look like they were going some really high into the sky and some not so much. You could even use glow-in-the-dark paint, and then that would create a fun show in the dark for the kids, and it would make a great keepsake for if you have kids who rely on a nightlight. There you go. You could turn their artwork into their own nightlight. I think that's a pretty cool idea. But there was something else I wanted to share with you, which makes another great keepsake, which is something that I, too, am going to do. And I'm actually going to demonstrate this in our free experience that we offer at thecreativecampusonline.com. We do a free Fridays event. A boredom buster event on Fridays is what I actually meant. That came out a little weird. And I want to encourage and invite you guys to check that out. As I said, it's free, but it's an opportunity for me to demonstrate some of my favorite activities virtually live. But it gives you guys also the opportunity to come together with or without your kids, to engage with others and meet new people, and it gives us an opportunity to learn from each other. And I help you create solutions to your struggles on the spot. But the activity that I'm going to demonstrate in our next episode is going to be something that I saw that was not my original idea, but I got super excited about it, which was a fireworks show in a bottle. Now, the original video I saw on this was a lava lamp in a wine glass, which was so cool. They used water, oil, and Alka-Seltzer to create the bubbles. And it actually went and went and went and went for a really long time. And I got super excited about it. But then it got me to thinking, how could you make that a keepsake? Because you can't keep a wine glass, you know, it's open to the air, it's gonna fizzle out. all of that good stuff. And so then I thought of, huh, a wine bottle. Now, for me, I'm going to use a wine bottle. For you, if you have a large soda bottle, or maybe you choose to use a smaller soda bottle, the same concept is going to work. So I hope you'll join us for that, and you'll have to watch for it, because I don't think I'll be able to do it this Friday, but I'm going to shoot for next Friday, so the first Friday in January. But it was really cool, and I think it makes a great keepsake, and you could even label it, you know, capturing 2020 in a bottle or something cool like that. So those are some fun ways that you can celebrate the outgoing of 2020 and the welcoming in of 2021. But one of the things that we also do when we welcome in a new year is we set out on a new journey. And that's what I want to invite you to do with me. I hope you will join me each and every week here on this podcast, but I hope you will join my events, both free and paid, all virtually online, again, at thecreativecampusonline.com, where my goal is going to be to help you create fun, engaging, hands-on learning experiences, as well as skill-building experiences. Now, some of these experiences you'll notice, as I said, are going to be about networking virtually and getting to know each other and learn from each other, as well as my sharing some of my favorite activities. But some of them are going to be more themed, so they'll be on specific topics. So you can check those things out. And I truly do hope you'll join me throughout the year, because we're going to have fun. And I really would love to get to interact with you guys more on a face-to-face basis, even if it is just virtually face-to-face. So starting to think about the new year and the things that you want to accomplish in the new year, I will freely admit I am not one to set big goals or resolutions for the year, because you tend not to accomplish them because you get so focused on doing them perfectly right out of the gate. So I set goals. I set goals for the year overall, things that I want to have progressed towards accomplishing, but then setting smaller actions that move you closer and closer to accomplishing those goals. And so the content that I will be sharing throughout 2021 and the experiences that I will be sharing throughout 2021 will be centered around specific learning and skill building outcomes and showing you how to accomplish them with smaller steps so that they don't feel overwhelming and impossible to achieve. As we go into 2021, I also want to focus on turning over a new leaf. And I want to help all of you who tune in each and every week do the same. 2020 was difficult. We had to start over from square one and learn how to do things all over again that we thought we had already mastered. And sometimes it worked, and sometimes it didn't. So I want to focus for the entire year on eliminating the bad and rebuilding the good. And I am going to cover a whole bunch of topics on ways that we can do that. The underlying focus is going to be about building connections and through those new connections, impacting the world in positive ways. While we eliminate the things that no longer serve us as individual people or as societies as a whole. And yes, of course, as I have always done on this podcast, I am going to tie play and exploration into the ways that I'm going to encourage you each and every week to go about achieving those things. So whether one week we talk about goals and how to use play to achieve our goals, or whether we're talking about creating more connection and engagement in times when we may still be physically separated, that's one of the things that I want to dive deeper into, and I'm going to do episodes on all of these different things. Because we've learned so much in 2020 about how it truly is possible to still feel connected to people, even though you can't necessarily be in the same room with them. And I think we're going to see more of that as we go into 2021. I think we're going to reimagine concerts and seminars and school and work and all of these things. And really reimagine the way that we create positive outcomes through engaging in those experiences, though they will be very different from what we're used to. I want to also focus on ways that we can encourage the kids in our lives to recognize that they can make a positive impact on others. And I think that that's a great lesson for us as adults as well. Because I think that that is something that we have kind of forgotten or gotten away from as a whole, is this idea that we as one individual can make a huge impact on someone else or a group of someone else's. And it really is about recognizing that as much as we try to do our own thing, we are all interconnected and we all do have effect on each other. And so I really want to work on getting us to make those effects that we have on each other positive effects. So those are some of the things that I'm going to talk about through this podcast in 2021. And again, I'm going to show you how to do these things through play, through creativity, through engagement, through exploration. And we're just going to continue to have a whole lot of fun. And I hope that you will continue to not only join me here on the podcast, but you will participate in some of these other things that I'm offering as well. Because we really are going to have more and more fun together. And I really am excited to gather people together in one space from wherever we are to connect and engage and explore and learn with and from one another. And I want to create that for kids as well as adults. Because let's face it, we adults need engagement just as much as our kids do. And socialization is going to just have to take a different form going forward. And I want to help you not only build that, but I want to be a part of that experience with you. So again, I hope you will check out all of the fun things we have going on. I hope you will try out the activities that I shared in this episode. I hope you will reach out through my other social media outlets and share your fun ways of celebrating New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I truly do encourage you to get on camera and throw dance parties or put on plays or tell stories or play games that can be done from different locations. That was one of the things that I got really excited about, actually. For the holiday, I gave games away as gifts to family. And I tried to find games that we could all play through video. So one person would be the host of the game and would, you know, give the rules and kind of walk us through the game. But we would each get to participate through our own cameras, almost as we were in the same room together. You can do that with groups of adults, but you can also do that with kids. And we've talked about in past episodes from back in the summer about how you can conduct scavenger hunts that way, and you can tell stories that way and have all kinds of fun. So I hope that you have a wonderful New Year's Eve, a wonderful and exciting New Year's Day, and start to 2021. And I hope you will come back next week and join us for what will be the first episode of 2021. And again, we're going to dive into so many fun and exciting topics that I have planned out for us to set us out on a path to make positive changes and make positive goals for the things that we want to achieve in 2021. I think I've said 2021 enough for one episode, don't you? I hopefully now won't screw it up once the date actually changes. That may have been my entire goal around repeating myself so many times. So I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next time when we truly will have another fun, exciting topic to explore. Learning and building new skills through play. Thanks for joining me this week, and I'll talk to you next time. Happy New Year.